When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning. And of course, we have room for you at 508-996-0500, as well as app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You might have missed what I was discussing in the 6 o'clock hour to open up the program, but this weekend is the Massachusetts sales tax free weekend. Now, this has become kind of an annual thing now where the legislature puts this on the calendar as a way to kind of inject some money into the economy to save people a little bit of money on their sales tax. And really, it's a day when, you know, people who are smart and savvy about it and need to make large purchases, because most retail items up to $2,500 that are purchased for personal use will be exempt from the state's 6.25% sales tax. But some people like me totally forget about it and then are just like, when they go to buy something, oh, wait, why isn't there a tax? Oh, no, it's tax-free weekend. Oh, okay, thanks. But if you are, you know, planning on buying, say, a television or a laptop, some furniture, maybe a new, did I say a mattress? Maybe a mattress. You know, anything up to $2,500 that's for personal use, sales tax free. But there was this story that WCVB had that really surprised me this morning. Because as I said, I only learned like this year that the no sales tax on clothing in Massachusetts only applies to items under $175. I didn't know that because I don't think I've ever bought any clothing items that cost over $175. Even a jacket, like I in the wintertime I wear leather jackets. That's what I like. I like a leather jacket, but I've never bought one brand new that cost more than $175. Probably like around $150. But for the most part, I buy them used. Like the one that I wore last winter, I got at Savers. Actually, I only wore that a couple of times. The other one I was wearing wasn't even real leather. So, but I've never, you know, I've never paid that much for a pair of sneakers. And kind of have a cutoff on a pair of sneakers. I mean, I used to have a cutoff. Now I do only buy, I go to the outlet. It's like, what can I get for $50 at the Nike outlet? But I used to have a limit of $125 because I would buy a pair of sneakers and I would get 3 or 4 years out of them. So I felt like it was, you know, a good buy. My feet don't grow anymore. So, if I take care of them, I'll get good use out of them. Now I have a lot of shoes. I have a lot of different sneakers. And they're not all just Nike. They're not just Jordans. So I've never spent $175 on shoes. I think the only thing I might have ever purchased that cost more than $175 was years and years ago. I bought a brand new suit from JCPenney. I forget what I needed it for, but I didn't own a suit. And I could never find anything that would fit me anywhere. So I went to JCPenney, got a suit, then had it fitted. And I think that was somewhere in the neighborhood of like $225. But did I pay tax on that? Probably not, because I bought really each item individually. You paid for the pants, the jacket. It was a three-piece, so the vest. So I probably didn't even pay sales tax on that. So I've never had to encounter this when buying clothes. But apparently, there are other exceptions to clothing being sales tax free that I had no idea about. And according to WCVB, this woman found out about it when she ordered a cycling jacket from REI.com for her husband. She knew that it should have been under $100 because it was discounted. So it should have been under $100. But when she checked her credit card, it was over $100. So she double checked the receipt and saw that she was charged sales tax. And she thought that REI made a mistake. Now, again, it was only about $6 in sales tax, but it was the principle of the thing. So she reached out to REI asking for a refund, and the company told her no. WCVB reports that they said the jacket is taxable because state law allows tax on, quote, special clothing or footwear primarily designed, for athletic activity or protective use. So then she ended up bringing it to a store and returned it at the store. The store clerk said, I don't know why you were charged sales tax. You shouldn't have been charged sales tax. And then he rang it up in the store, and the computer there did not add the tax. So if something is athletic apparel, athletic clothing for a specific purpose, like a uniform, or protective, like a helmet, there's tax on it. And the helmet doesn't surprise me. Helmets, pads, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if I was charged sales tax on something like that. If I'm ever going to try to utilize those rollerblades that I bought, I'm going to go and buy some pads and a helmet. And I would expect there would be sales tax on that. But not on a jacket. Well, it's a cycling jacket. Yeah, but I'm going to wear it every day. So how is that determination made? If it's going to be daily wear clothing, I mean, I might go buy a cycling jacket, but I'm not a cyclist. I'll ride a bicycle, but that's, you know, it's not an athletic endeavor. It's just some exercise. So who makes these determinations as to what gets taxed and who doesn't? Apparently, REI doesn't even know because their online charged the tax and their store didn't. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning. I just had a quick question, Tim.
Sure.
I noticed for a Christmas tree shop that that Spirit Halloween, wasn't that going to be a Trader Joe's?
No. There was reports that Trader Joe's was considering coming in.
I know you're doing your show. I just had a question about that because
No.
I went by there yesterday on Monday, and it said Halloween. I was like, I thought that was going to be a Trader Joe's.
There had been some reports that they were interested in there, but nothing had ever come to fruition. And I don't think that even there being a Spirit Halloween in there would preclude it from becoming a Trader Joe's because, you know, that's only a seasonal business.
Yeah, that used to be near Circuit City of Spirit of Halloween.
Yeah, and then they've had it in a couple of different spots. But I know that a lot of the former Christmas tree shops have become those.
The former what?
Christmas tree shops.
Oh.
Sagamore was for a while. Now it's a new store. But last year, that was a Spirit Halloween.
Oh, so you don't know if we are getting a Trader Joe's. I know we're getting a Chick-fil-A. I heard where Sears was.
Yeah, so that's in the formal process. That's in applying for all the permitting and everything. But the Trader Joe's, I think, was just a rumor. I don't think that anything was confirmed by the company.
Oh, that would be nice if we had that around here.
I mean, I know a lot of people want to have one. There's people want that. They want Whole Foods. But it seems like those companies aren't interested in coming into this area.
What's that show you do? I read on the website that Spooky South Coast that you do that show.
Yeah, we're on hiatus right now, but yeah, that's usually Saturday nights.
Oh, what is that usually?
That's a paranormal show.
Oh, is it going to be back soon?
Yeah, probably in the fall.
Oh, what time? So I know when to listen.
Saturday nights at 10 p.m.
Okay, Tim, thank you. I just wanted to call about the Trader Joe's.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to listen to any previous Spooky South Coasts, we have, the previous 17 years of shows all up there for podcast download, wherever you get your podcast from. So I know Spotify has them all, and because that's where I upload them to. But they're all over the place. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast from, just search Spooky South Coast. You'll find something like 700 and something episodes. Not all of them are winners, but some of them are pretty good. So we're talking about a sales tax situation that doesn't make sense. So if you go and buy, a pair of soccer shoes or bowling shoes or, cleats, you know that those are definitely for an athletic endeavor. You're not going to wear a pair of cleats around every day. But what about, in this woman's case, a cycling jacket? Her husband was going to wear this as an everyday jacket. What if you go and you buy a ski? A lot of people like to wear ski jackets and ski clothing in the wintertime, even though they're not skiers. So if you go into the store and it says marked ski jacket, but you're like, I'd like this to be my winter jacket. You're going to pay tax on it because it's meant for skiing? I've never been on a pair of skis in my life. That's not true. One time I was on a pair of skis. My cousin found a pair of skis at the town barn where people would just leave stuff and you could take whatever you wanted. And he brought them home and he had me put them on. And then he tied a rope to the back of his dirt bike. And he drove around the field across from his house with me on the skis in the back. And it lasted about 4 minutes before I crossed the skis and screwed myself up and had to let go and tumbled to the ground. And then I never put another pair of skis on again. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
You're on a roll today. I love it. You're just everywhere. I'm doing good. My nose is a little stuffy, so everybody excuse me. I see. So I have a couple of funny stories. So I'll start with the canal bridge. I had a friend, but he was the first friend I ever made when I moved down here 20 plus years ago. And he worked on the bridges over on the canal, and he gave me some funny wild stories that everybody was doing up there, all those men. And then in that nighttime, he said, like, I guess it was a turn on for girls. Oh, you work on the bridge? I want to go up there. So literally they would climb. And I'm like, how do you know these girls weren't going to fall off like that? Like he said, they weren't thinking about that back then. They were young men working up there hard in the evening. He's like, if a girl wanted to go up there, we were bringing her up there. There was a lot of sex going on top of those bridges 90 years ago. There was a lot of bridge work. He's passed on since. And then he taught me a lot about New Bedford, the streets, because I never went anywhere. I just stayed in this little teeny bubble. And he's like, you can't do that. My husband loved him. My brother loved him. He was just such a great man. Really, really good friend of mine. So he opened me up to like all the area of New Bedford, which was great because I needed to learn all that. So kudos to that and to him. God rest in peace. And your vernacular is very good. I have to say English is one of my favorite subjects when I was in school in science. Mad crazy over them. And I didn't even understand the difference between a couple of things you just explained. So that was kind of neat. You put me in school again.
Well, and then, then you try to point things out to people and then everybody's like, oh, what are you, the grammar Nazi? Like, okay, first of all, like, we're just trying to educate you here so that you don't look dumb. You want to look dumb, that's your problem. And I never understand people that use that on social media. Like, I don't really care. I don't really care how my comments come across looking like. Then why'd you make them? You want people to respect your opinion, and you look like a dope if you don't use the proper English.
Right. No, I agree. Like I said, I'm just crazy over it, but I'm not as smart as you, apparently. You've got a lot going on.
I'm not smart. I just memorized it.
Well, no, you know what? You are smart because there is differences. And like I say, I wasn't even aware of a couple of them. But no, you are smart. Trust me. You're very smart. That was one of the first things that kept me on the show, believe it or not, was your vernacular. I was like, oh my God, this guy's got such a great, can't think of the word. What word, Joe? What would it be?
Well, don't let the word get out, because then people will expect more of me.
But no,
I like to keep expectations low. Aim low and achieve. That's my motto.
Oh, well, that's okay, because you, over the weekend, somebody called in and said, you and Brian just don't make the cut. I was like, and that's all she had to say and hung up. I was like, that's it? Seriously? How immature is that? But you make the cut for me, and Brian does too. And anyway,
well, thank you.
That's all. I just wanted to share the story about the canal.
I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
And I mean, if that person thinks that we don't make the cut, we're still here. So I guess we did. 508-996-0500. I won't make the cut, though, if I don't play all the breaks that I'm supposed to play. So let me go and take one right now. We'll be back in just a few moments. And what's today? It's Tuesday, right? Taco Tuesday? Well, the kitchen is heating up over at Frontera Grill in Fairhaven with all new seasonal chef specials. Start with new season popcorn crab bites with Frontera signature chipotle sauce or coconut shrimp. Both are light, flaky, and perfect for sharing. For dinner, dive into a fresh plate of tuna ceviche or new tropical salad with your choice of salmon, shrimp, or tilapia. Looking for something cheesier, savory, and oh so delicious? The fajita quesadilla will do the job, or a spicy plate of chipotle chicken is only $12 for lunch or $15 for dinner every Thursday. So come and savor the flavors of creativity and innovation only at Frontera Grill in Fairhaven. It's the summertime fiesta you've been craving. And it's a huge favorite here at WBSM. In fact, so many times when we get together for different things, people say, can we get Frontera? And sometimes they're happy just to get the chips and queso. But all the food is great over there at Frontera Grill in Fairhaven. Authentic Mexican cuisine that you will love. So 508-996-0500, that is the number to call in and chime in. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app as well. As I said earlier, we're awaiting the announcement of who Kamala Harris's selection will be for her running mate. The selection is expected to be announced this morning because she will be hitting the road with whoever that choice is later on today. They're expected to appear in Philadelphia later today. I've got to think that means that the edge is to Josh Shapiro. But I think Tim Walz made a really good case for himself. And they say that Mark Kelly is still in the running, but others are reporting that she's really narrowed it down to just those two. So if we hear anything, we will let you know as soon as we do. But the announcement could be imminent, could be happening before the end of this program, could be happening during Chris's show. But we'll let you know when we know. But right now, let's let you know everything that we know, or at least what Phil knows, with Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Kamala Harris set to announce her VP pick. The American Red Cross says there's a nationwide blood shortage and a popular breakfast cereal, the subject of two lawsuits.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be at a rally in Philadelphia tonight, and her new running mate is expected to be with her. Harris met with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz over the weekend. She's expected to announce her pick today, sometime before the rally. Officials in Savannah, Georgia, calling what started out yesterday as Hurricane Debby a once-in-a-thousand-year potential rainfall event. The National Hurricane Center says Debby could cause historic and catastrophic flooding throughout the southeast. The storm has caused at least 5 deaths in Florida and Georgia. The UN says 9 staff members have been fired over their possible involvement in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The UN has not specified what role the staffers allegedly played in the attack. More than 1,200 people were killed and another 250 were taken hostage in the attack. Investors on Wall Street hope today's a better day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1,000 points on Monday. Fears of the U.S. economy heading into a recession touched off a global market sell-off. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ also suffered heavy losses. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was surprised by the plea deal reached with 3 men behind the 9/11 terror attacks. Austin revoked the deal last Friday that would have allowed the accused plotters to avoid the death penalty. Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said Austin respects independent prosecutorial decisions, but believed he had to intervene in the case. The American Red Cross says there is an extreme shortage of blood across the nation. Last month, extreme heat affected blood drives across the country, resulting in a 25% decrease in blood donations. And the plaintiffs in 2 federal lawsuits against General Mills aren't cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. The lawsuits allege that the chocolate-flavored breakfast cereal could contain high levels of lead. The plaintiffs are seeking more than $5 million in damages for consumers nationwide.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Royals 9-5 in Kansas City last night. They square off again tonight with a first pitch at 8:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies this Tuesday morning with temperatures in the low 70s. A little bit less humid as we head into the afternoon. We'll be dealing with a chance of showers. Rumble of thunder cannot be ruled out. Temperature in the mid-70s. Chance for showers and heavy rain as we head into the overnight hours with a threat for a thunderstorm. Heavy rain continues tomorrow, improves by tomorrow night. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Welcome back in 508-996-0500, app chat on the WBSM app. Speaking of the app, whether you go to the app or the website, you can still enter to win tickets for the giveaway for this week. All this week, we have tickets to give away to see 30 Seconds to Mars on August 18th at Xfinity Center in Mansfield. That's right. Jared Leto, his brother, and the rest of the guys in the band. 30 Seconds to Mars. If you don't know who they are, ask your kids. They probably know. But they are going to be playing at Xfinity Center, and we've got tickets to give away all this week. Brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. They are the proud sponsor of Tim's Tickets all summer long. And by the way, last week I was blown away by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who entered to win the New Kids on the Block tickets. It was huge. It was our biggest contest ever. So thank you to everybody for entering, and thank you to Stevie's Wine and Spirits for helping us make it all possible. So I don't know if you've seen these videos on social media. They usually show up on Facebook. And the video will be something like, you know, can't believe what happened when this woman got pulled over by a police officer. And then the video is like a 20-minute long video. And you keep watching and nothing happens. You know, the Police officer walks over to the car, walks back to his car, walks over, walks back. Nothing happens. These long videos just go on for no reason. And some of those, though, and I don't know what they do that for. My assumption is that because now they drop ads every few minutes in those videos that they're trying to increase their revenue. But one of the popular ways of getting people sucked into these videos is with recipes and ridiculous recipes at that. Not just, you know, here's how to make a nice casserole they might actually want to make. No, it's always these extreme, ridiculous things. And I shared one yesterday just because I thought it was so insane. But this video was it's from a page called Janelle and Kate. And the caption was, kids' new favorite dinner. Kate shows you the easiest way to make your fast food better with some cheese and ketchup. And this woman is taking McDonald's cheeseburgers, six McDonald's cheeseburgers, lays them down in a foil pan, pours a bunch of French fries over them, McDonald's fries, pours ketchup all over it, puts some cheese on top of that, shredded cheese, then some chicken McNuggets, then another layer of burgers, then some more cheese. She makes this ridiculously gross-looking casserole. And it says this is what she feeds her kids. Now, of course, there's no way this video is real. There's no way this woman actually makes this and serves it. And then she's trying to scoop it out at the end and it's falling apart. And she's like, look how good it is. Oh, like, but for some reason, these videos, I can't look away. They've suckered me in. They've got me hooked. But these things are gross. Just be aware that when they pop up, you're going to watch and be like, who in their right mind would eat that? But somewhere in some state where cannabis is legal, like this one, somebody's watching that while scrolling through their phone after partaking, and they're thinking, dude, we've got to make that. So good luck to whoever does. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim.
How's it going?
Not bad. You know, one of the other worst, like a worst thing that I've actually come across on like Facebook with the videos is the multi-part videos. So you'll watch like part one, and then now you go through their feed, and it's not one, two, three in sequential order. Mm-hmm. It's one, and then a week before, you're going to find the other one. And then a week before that, maybe 10 days before that, there's a part three. So you're searching all over to get to the end. And then the end is absolutely anticlimactic. It's horrendous sometimes. It's like they get you hooked on the first one. They got you laughing or curious. And then all of a sudden you keep going down the rabbit hole and trying to find the other two parts to the video. And it just ends up being just terrible at the end. You're just looking at it and go, I just wasted 15 minutes of my entire day searching for this and then watching it and nothing happens.
TikTok gets me with that every time.
It's literally, yeah, and it's pretty much just to get, you know, monetize it, and they just get viewers and they get money. That's it. They don't care that you waste half an afternoon lunch break looking for that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and I try not to get suckered in too much, but sometimes, they, you know, like, especially if it's something about history or, you know, paranormal stuff or whatever, like, I'm going to watch those, but you're right, they turn out to be anticlimactic or they're just reiterating the same point over and over again over three parts of a video.
Right, yeah, exactly. So I don't know if you talked about the current events, like what's have been happening for the last couple of days or whatever with the stock market, economy and all that stuff.
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. So I listen and I find it funny. A lot of the commentators, these political commentators will come on and start espousing on, you know, the economy and how the stock market is all of a sudden a reflection on Biden. Now I am not in support of Biden, but it's interesting. The same people who for the past from 2021 through 2024, we're saying the stock market is not a reflection of the economy because it's been going to record highs. You know, I would bring it up every so often. Hey, stock market's at record highs. They're like, it doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter. And, you look at it now, and these are the same people who are saying, look how bad the economy is, and Biden's doing it. It's all Biden's fault. You can't have it both ways. If the economy is, or if the stock market's not a reflection of the economy, it's not a reflection on Biden, and it's not. And it's not a good thing for Biden. It's not a bad thing for Biden. It's actually a global thing. If you pay attention to a lot of the news in Europe and Germany, Germany's been in a recession for months already, well before us. Same thing with China. China's in a cratering economy right now. And nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it because they don't care. And it's not, you can't politicize it. Here in the States.
You might know better than I do, but I you know, I saw a lot of people saying, well, this dip in the stock market, this was because of the worse than expected jobs report. But then I see other places that have cited and said, well, there was a major crash in the Japanese market, and that's what this is the result of. It was the aftershock of that.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. The Nikkei was actually down 10%, and they were forecasting it to bounce back up 10%. You know, if you really want to look at the economy and you want to look at the stock market, you got to look at trends. You got to look at 3-month trends, 6-month trends. You got to look at trend lines, because any day at any time, the stock market can crash for any type of reason. It doesn't really even matter. Sometimes it's just a glitch in the system. Sometimes it's someone with a fat finger. It doesn't matter. You have to look at trends. You got to look at the job trend. You got to look at job opening trends. You can't just go off of one data point for 1 month. You have to look at months long and years long. So if you actually look at the Dow Jones is up massively since 2020 and since 2021. It's still up. Even though we lost 10% or 3%, it doesn't matter. We've done so much better now. And it's just a reflection on the economy in general, not on a reflection of any politician. I don't give credit or blame to politicians when it comes to the broader market in the economy, which is ridiculous.
And for everybody that's, you know, going and checking on their 401k now and panicking, you know, I used to do the show with Jose Matos, the Money Matters show, and he always said, he goes, you can't be invested in the market in any way and look at it on a day-to-day basis. Like,
no, you lose your hair faster than I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. Like, especially if you're young. If you're in your 30s and your 40s, dude, you got 20 to 30 years in the market. There's no reason to freak out that you lost. You know, we lost almost 1,000 points yesterday. And what aggravates me with the media is they'll say, look, we lost 1,000 points. That's so much. We lost 2%. 2%. That's nothing. We're up 25% since 2021. Who cares? You lost 2%. Yeah, the number's bigger, so it's more of a headline and it's more of a money grab and viral that you can say, look, we lost 1,000 points. But 1,000 points today is not 1,000 points when it was in 1987 when we crashed during Black Monday. It's completely different. You know, I look at percentages just because it's better, and it's better for my sanity, but it's better overall. You just have to realize you didn't lose that much.
Right. I believe Jose says something along the lines of, you know, if you want to see gains by the day, get a plant. You know, that's where you can, you know, have that be your hobby instead of investing in the stock market, because it's not going to be every day. It's not just going to be growth every day. There's going to be some regression to the mean at some point.
Yeah. I just figured I'd let you in on that. I just find it interesting. You know, like Sean Hannity and all these big names, all of a sudden they're all invested in talking about this stock market now, all of a sudden. When it was hitting record highs day after day, month after month, they didn't care. And they never credited Biden, but they're blaming Biden now. It's stupid. And it only plays to the ignorance of people who don't actually pay attention. They never inform people. You know, the national talk show hosts very rarely inform people on anything, really. You got to stay with, like, WBSM and other local stations, because they're the ones with the boots on the ground, to be honest with you. And I'm not doing it just stuck up to you because you're the boss.
Well, I appreciate it anyway. Thank you for the call. You have a great day.
You got it, Jim. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. There's a story that I want to make sure I mention before we run out of time this morning. And this comes from WPRI, but this and this comes out of Lincoln, Rhode Island. A foster woman is facing charges after Lincoln police say she left her seven-month-old inside of a hot vehicle while she went shopping on Sunday. And Sunday was a pretty warm day. Police said they were called to the Lincoln Mall at around 5 p.m. for reports of a baby left alone inside of a parked Ford Ranger. According to police, the infant was in a rear-facing car seat and only the passenger window was slightly open. Police said the doors were locked, the vehicle was turned off, and there were no keys in the ignition. So officers broke into the truck to rescue the baby. They found the temperature inside was 84 degrees and that the baby had a flushed, sweaty appearance. So then they took the child, they put it in an air-conditioned cruiser. And when that happened, that's when the 55-year-old Lori Carter walked up carrying several brown paper bags. She reportedly admitted to leaving the seven-month-old in the truck while she went to get some egg rolls from Asia Grill and miscellaneous items from Ocean State Job Lot. She said she had been gone about 20 minutes and she usually leaves the car running but couldn't find her spare key. She believes she didn't do anything wrong and she claimed that leaving the window cracked was enough. She was arrested and charged with cruelty or neglect of a child. The baby was taken to Hasbro Children's Hospital for evaluation and the Department of Children, Youth and Families was notified. She has a court date Monday, August 19th. But here's the weirdest part of this story. Okay, you ready for this part? Now, this story doesn't use the term mother. They do in the headline. Mother left baby in hot truck outside Lincoln Mall. But none of the rest of the story mentions mother. This woman, Lori Carter, is 55 years old, and this baby is a seven-month-old. I mean, the math isn't really mathing. I mean, I know that women can have children at more advanced ages these days, but she was 54 when she gave birth? Something, I mean, she could have even been 55, depending on when she turned 55, but something's not adding up here. It seems a little strange to me. But we'll get more, I'm sure, once she's in court coming up later on this month, August 19th. So anyway, 508-996-0500. We've got a few moments remaining. I've got to take my final break. We will be right back. Hey, before I get out of here for the day and turn things over to Chris, I want to let you know about an event that's coming up on August 28th. It's happening at the Legacy Barbers on Rivet Street in New Bedford. And it's happening from 12 to 4. What's going on is they're going to be giving free haircuts for students ages preschool to high school and free backpacks with back-to-school supplies while quantities last. So during this event, it's called Cuts for School from Legacy Barbers. They'll be giving out free haircuts and free backpacks full of school supplies while supplies last for any kid preschool through high school. Just their way of giving back to the community. So again, Legacy Barbers is located at 285 Rivet Street in New Bedford. And you can follow them on Instagram at Legacy Barbers Studio Official. And we'll keep you up to date on that. But it's going to be free haircuts and backpacks with school supplies for all school kids, preschool through high school, from 12 to 4 p.m. on August 28th. And that's going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned. Chris has a full slate of guests coming up for you. I'll be back tomorrow. And then Paul is filling in for me. Paul Santos is filling in.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.